This is the DX supplement for May 28, 2021. There is a very interesting communicational experience going on in San Cristobal in Santa Fe province. Here, the Municipal School of Science and Youth Technology, the Dr. San Francisco de Pedro Science Club, and the Museum of Natural Sciences offer workshops to students. In 2021, they had to adapt to online learning because of COVID-19. And now the proposal is to teach children and young people through radio shows. In 2020, a long-awaited project became a reality. And I'm talking about the Community Radio of Scientific Divulgation, FM 88.9. It's located in the facilities of the Municipal School of Science and Youth Technology. The main objective of the station is that Mondays through Fridays workshops are taught one day on the radio and one day at school, on site, face to face. Currently, radio is not one of the most popular means of communication, even though the importance of radio throughout the country cannot be denied. And with this project, radio is re-emerging as a place where teachers and students can meet at a distance. The scientific experiments carried out there are really innovative, and the proposals of the club and the museum have been recognized on the provincial and national level in all kinds of events, congresses, meetings. At the beginning, the science club offered via WhatsApp very easy experiments with elements it could find at home. But many times these activities overlapped with what kids were already getting from school. At the beginning, FM 88.9 had a range of 5 blocks, that's 500 meters. But now that has been extended to some 15 kilometers, and this is in the district of Santurce. It can also be picked up anywhere in the world via the internet. Broadcasts begin every day at 9 a.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. with various kinds of programs, some that are made by the Museum of Natural Sciences. They also have astronomy programs, experiment classes for children from kindergarten to 7th grade, chemistry for children from 6 years old onwards, and high school students as well. There's also mathematics teachers who make programs for their students from 5th grade onwards. A very, very interesting proposal that uses radio to bring students, schools and teachers and science together. And this is happening in Argentina. Now we move on to a different country, Peru. With the aim of promoting radio broadcasting services in the country, especially in rural areas, the Ministry of Transport and Communication of Peru awarded 54 frequencies that will benefit over 600,000 people that will now have access to FM. The frequencies awarded are for 17 localities in the regions of Ancash, Apurimac, Cajamarca, Cusco, Huancavelica, Junín, La Libertad, Piura, San Martín, and Ucayali. Within these towns, there are two that will have FM radio for the first time ever, Pueblo Libre in Ancash and Pacaypampa in Piura. Okay, moving up north to Colombia, on May 21, 6 new Peace radio stations went on the air. And that's 11 of the 20 that had been agreed on in the 2016 Peace Accords. What is the value of these spaces created in territories that were hit by decades of armed conflict? On June 25, 2019, Chaparral, in the department of Tolima, became the first municipality in Colombia to have a peace radio station, to put a peace radio station on the air. And this is in accordance with the 6th article of the peace agreement signed in 2016 between the Colombian government under then-president Juan Manuel Santos and the FARC guerrillas, something that put an end to over 50 years of civil war in Colombia. This item concerning radio, including setting up these stations that aim at swapping narratives of terror for stories of reconciliation. After Chaparral came stations in Ituango, Convención, San Jacinto, Fonseca, Algeciras, Puerto Leguizamo, Arauquita, El Tambo, Bojayá, and Florida. According to the guidelines of the pact agreed back in the negotiations table that were held in Havana, the National Radio of Colombia and RTVC, which are the public media outlets that are hosting these radio frequencies, the goal is to have voices that have been ignored for many years to come on the air, voices that were invisible by the armed conflict, and now these voices could be heard. Since the first peace radio station was launched until the six most recent ones, we have overcome the biggest uncertainty listeners had, which was believing that these stations were simply guerrilla-run stations. On the contrary, they are very professional radio stations that are not pro-government, nor pro-opposition, or against institutions. These peace radio stations are just another example that there can always be tools to sow good feelings instead of generating hatred. I was just quoting Vicente Silva, who's the manager of Radio Nacional Colombia, in an interview that he gave to a newspaper. The figure of director in these radio stations has not existed and will not exist. Instead, they are called leaders to convey the idea that they work in a more horizontal and decentralized way. They are not using the managerial language for the organization of these radio stations. That's what I mean. In Bojayá, five journalists working at the local peace stations are former FARC combatants, and one of the co-hosts is a victim of armed action. There is no room for hatred or revenge in these stations. There is room for friendship and a complicity that appeals to reconciliation as an input to reach listeners. Mexico now. The Chamber of Radio and Television Industry, the CIRT, will challenge before international human rights groups and before the Federal Judiciary Council changes in broadcasting guidelines that were approved by Mexico's Supreme Court. Back on May 12, the second chamber of the Supreme Court ratified an injunction that had been granted by a federal judge to return to the Federal Telecommunications Institute, the IFT, the power to issue new guidelines on audience rights, or reinstate those issued back in November 2016, which should have entered into force in February 2017. For the CIRT, this decision means a direct attack on freedom of expression, on the right to information and the rights of audiences. The guidelines made it mandatory for radio and television license holders to notify in their transmissions when a content is information, opinion, or paid advertising, among other measures. The critics of these new regulations complain that this is basically a regime of editorial control over the media. To this end, the regulator would rely on what it described as according to critics, censorship tools such as obligations not provided for in the law for the distinction of content, the control of the ombudsman for audiences, interference in editorial freedom through codes of ethics, and the suspension of broadcasts in the event of not complying with the guidelines. The CIRT reminded that the only body empowered by the Constitution to define the rights of audiences is the Congress of the Union, and therefore disqualified the decision that grants the IFT this power. According to the chamber, which includes more than 1,200 broadcasting stations, the decision of the Supreme Court is a blow to democracy, to the rule of law, and to human rights, in addition to the fact that it infringes on freedoms by inhibiting the performance of the media and will reduce the sources of information. And this was another edition of the DX supplement of RAE Argentina to the World, produced by Arnaldo Slaen. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.